The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. You know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees. No, really. You can look around for them. They're not there. Switch now at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Users lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
But all that rain, huh?
Been raining a lot, man.
It's been a lot of rain.
A lot of rain.
Let's do it.
Heavy rain. All right.
We're ready.
Are we recording?
We're
you doing one of these again?
Yeah, I was
This is how you roll the show now, huh?
Well, I just
rolling
think,
starts.
I thought it would be
170 some episodes starting with Beyond! And now you're just like, well, it's raining. Don't you touch that button, Clements!
Jesus.
You made your bet on this one. Beyond, everyone.
Beyond.
Welcome to Podcast Beyond, a shell of its former self. Episode 175.
But who's counting?
Remember, only 25 more episodes till we get to 200, so start sending in your questions for what I'm sure will be an awesome podcast. Me and Colin got some ideas.
Oh, yeah.
For episode 200. Hopefully, we'll still be employed by
Maybe we'll... Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
This economy is wily.
I tell you. Is it Dr. Wily?
No.
We totally don't have to do rolling starts.
No, I'm fine.
I like seeing if anything
interesting comes
out. I don't know if
you've noticed, it's the conversational podcast here on IGN. Podcast Beyond, IGN.com, it's a premier PlayStation podcast. I'm your host, Greg Miller, alongside...
Damn.
I guess I'm getting so excited for the actual name. Alongside Ramrod Ryan Clements. And he only does everything, Colin Moriarty.
Beyond. So, by the way, someone on Twitter this morning, I don't remember the name, claimed that he invented Beyond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was okay. I don't believe that. Is that true? I mean, obviously this existed before I joined the show a couple of years ago.
I mean, there's no way for me to tell you that. Mm. If somebody could find an episode where we said, oh yeah, and you know, Tim Robbins writes in and says Beyond, well, we should use that. I would say what had happened is, and this is completely just a hazy memory. I think Haynes did it. Mm. I was vampire striking somebody maybe, or putting someone in their place. And somebody said pwned, and then he went beyond. That's how I would think it went.
So this guy's a liar.
That sounds right.
That sounds right. Well, you know, people Jeff out there are always trying to take claims and stuff.
Is this the level?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Stay away from
that. Softer.
Just a little softer, please.
Oh my God.
How's that?
That's better.
Yeah. We're bringing too much thunder for you today, huh, Colin?
No, just can't hear, and then I could hear too much.
Thunder.
That's still
It's been a big week here in the PlayStation land.
Ooh,
lots of stuff going on.
Has it been?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been working very hard and doing a lot of things and putting stuff up. Clements, you're joining me tonight for the event, aren't you?
I am. I'm excited.
We're going to play some MotorStorm Apocalypse.
I would like to say the only reason I said that I'd come along is because I feel like you and I haven't really rolled to a lot of events together.
You, me, and Tyroot are going to tear this place down.
So I'm excited.
And you're a MotorStorm fan. I'm very big into Apocalypse. I think it looks really cool. I'm excited.
I've only played it once.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yes.
I thought it was awesome when we played at E3 and stuff.
It was brief, and I'm pretty sure it was in Japanese, and so they weren't giving me such
you didn't get
great
the full,
help.
The full feel.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy this one. It's multiplayer. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Colin, you have a surplus of video games.
I do.
You're trying to give some of them away to Podcast Beyond listeners. Last week, you introduced a segment event.
Event. Contest. Yeah, let's just call it a one-off.
The an one-off event.
Yeah.
I believe you called it Colin's Cavalcade of Prizes and Galores.
Yeah. Prizes and galores. It's
Collins,
a cavalcade.
Cavalcade of prizes and galores.
Remind the listeners here, what are they winning? How do they get entered?
Okay. Last time on Podcast Beyond. So last week we decided, all right, so I told the story about how we have too many games basically in the cabinet, and I am in charge of our game cabinet, our game library. So anything, we have two copies of basically every game, and if we had more than that, I'm giving them away. Gave them away to the editors. Anything that the editors didn't even want, we're giving away to you.
So you are getting cream of the crop.
I know. So you're getting like Dragon Ball Raging Blast.
Some kids screaming right now, I paid full price for that. NHL, I pre-ordered that.
NHL 2K10. MLB The Show 10.
MLB The Show is great. And yeah, I think it's just that people have played it already, and now the new one's about to come out.
Yeah, exactly.
That was why I think that one didn't get taken.
But
caveat.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You know what I mean? And then what were the other games? Brunswick Pro Bowling, yeah, if you want to play a little move game. And then Dead to Rights Retribution, which might be the best game of the batch.
Shadow, no!
So, I asked for people that send us an art. And it had to include all three of us. Some people sent in art of only one of us or whatever. That doesn't count. We appreciate that art.
I saw you did some collective Photoshop on that one to get everybody in there.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't do that.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I
Why is everybody whispering?
I can't use Photoshop.
You're all turning against me.
So I printed out the 10 best, but I actually printed out the 9 best because we printed out a picture of
yes, Chris Wilkinson's girlfriend is now added to the wall here. She's posing also in a green Cafe Press Beyond shirt. It was nice of Chris to send in the photo. Weird he didn't include her name, but now we have an attractive woman posing with DVDs and games.
He might have, but I don't read emails.
Remember, if you want a Podcast Beyond shirt, you're too slow.
Oh,
the
Beyond
Cafe Press link goes up every so often. Maybe one day we will have a way for you to get it.
Maybe
we'll talk about that. Yeah, another story for another time.
So I have 9 entries here, and I just want to quickly we'll go through them. I just want to thank everyone, and then we'll kind of discuss which are the winners. Okay.
Yes.
So
is there one winner?
There'll be one winner.
Okay.
Because I don't want to
get inserted in the podcast.
Should there be runners up?
Honorable mentions.
Yeah.
But I don't see. Here's the thing. I don't want to split up the 5 games because it basically getting these 5 games equals one game. That's good.
Okay. For the trade-ins.
Yeah, you can trade them and you'll get like $1.50 for NHL 2K time. So,
Colin, when was the last time you blogged on my IGN?
Maybe last week.
All right, we'll put the winner in the Beyond article and then we'll link to your blog to show the rest. So you embed the rest in your my IGN blog.
Okay.
Does that sound doable?
I have to find the time to do that today, but yeah. No, I won't take
long.
I'll do it. It's fine. It's not big deal. I have to record VO and write some things.
I have to go to an apocalypse and race cars. Possibly feed Fertilla before then. All
right. Can I read the names now?
Sure.
Okay.
I lied. No,
so here are the entries, and sorry if I get any names wrong. Dylan Troth sent in one.
Are you going to hold? Are we doing them one by
one?
No,
I just want to. I don't know.
I think we should hold them up and we'll go real quick. So Dylan Troth, here's
Dylan Troth, yep.
Let me put my glasses on.
All right. It's like a graffiti styling. It's got the Beyond and crazy graffitis, and then it's got caricatures of us.
I like this one.
It's simple. I like it. It's simple and clean.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You guys satisfied with that?
Yeah.
Okay. The next is from Ian Morris, Ian H. Morris.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. This one is.
I'm digging this one too.
This one's cool too. This one's stylized. We are in space uniforms with the IGN logo in the center.
Just out of curiosity, why am I sort of mischievously or deviously staring out from behind Greg's body?
I would take the blow for you, whatever we're about to fight.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'm rubbing Greg's shoulder.
There we go.
This is based on a picture I have on Facebook,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like
that. Well, they're all based on pictures of us.
Oh, really?
Maybe that's interesting. That's
even this one of Ryan? Ryan's head?
That I can't see. My pose there is my Black Lantern pose from Halloween.
I love this art, except I would probably not vote for it because you can't even see me.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Right. Well, there you go. We learned what Clement's
like. I like this one, though. I hope to one day.
It's all about
see
him.
All of us.
Yeah, well, it's got to be all of us. Now, this one from Michael Gulato, I'm quite impressed with.
Yes.
This is definitely maybe the front runner.
Okay. This is Beyond Effect plus Steimer. It's all of us as Mass Effect characters.
Uh-huh.
Clements is at the top there. He's in the, like, Mort's, the
Morten
doctor
Solis
body. Yeah, he's got the weird alien head, and his thing says K-pop on it. I'm in the Rex
and Dukakum. It says Dukakum on it, too.
That's it? Nice. Nice. I'm in the Rex suit there. With a G logo, the Superman G logo.
Uh-huh.
Steimer's there in just uniform.
Miranda's, right?
Yeah, that's
Miranda's.
No, I would say Ashley Williams.
Ashley. Yeah, Ashley.
Oh, okay. Wait, she doesn't like Ashley.
Yeah, well, it's just a suit. Okay. It's just a suit.
Right.
You know. And then at the very bottom there we have.
I look like maybe a Drell.
No, you're Thane.
Thane or Garrus.
Oh, you're right. It could be Garrus's head too.
I think it's Garrus. That's right. Garrus.
With a platinum trophy on my arm.
Yes, yeah. I love that there's a platinum trophy.
And I love
symbol.
That peeking out from behind Colin, the one and only Portillo.
Wearing an astronaut
Portillo's
helmet.
Head in an astronaut helmet. That is awesome.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
This one's from Alan Newberry. It's whimsical.
Yeah. All right, we got a black background, the Beyond Red logo you all know and love, and then for all of us represented, Clements is some Final Fantasy character.
It's Cloud. Final Fantasy VII. Come on, Craig.
Me is Superboy right after – this is as soon as Superboy debuted, basically. No leather jacket, but that outfit. And then Colin is, I guess, Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, it's Benjamin Franklin. Maybe John Adams. He's very rotund, so it can only be a few of the founders.
All right, excellent.
I like that one, though. He's holding some documents.
Very nice.
Samuel, all the Final Fantasy characters run together for me. I would have guessed Cloud if I had a gun to my head.
Cloud is probably the one.
How do you not know that that's
know.
Cloud?
I don't.
Sword.
I know. I'm aware it's got a giant sword. But again, like I said, I don't want to guess wrong. I think that does more of a disservice to the franchise. From like, I don't know.
You know what?
Cloud, I guess, is the only one I'd call my name. So.
You know what did a disservice to the franchise? Final Fantasy X, XII, and XIII.
Oh, all right.
Next up is Samuel Howard.
Okay, now we got a sketch. We got a good sketch here.
I like this one a lot.
I'm tearing open my shirt. I'm very slim. Tearing it open to reveal a Superman symbol. Colin is sitting like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah,
Lincoln
so Memorial. We're at the Lincoln Memorial. Right?
But it's the Moriarty Memorial here.
Colin is in Lincoln's place.
And then Clements is just in a Japanese shirt with a camera.
He's a tourist, I guess.
That's your defining trait. Clements.
I'm traveling through. Actually, and I'm pretty sure that's actually Korean characters.
Oh, okay.
Or at least
I apologize.
That's what it's
I'm a racist.
That's what they're going for with that. Because you'll notice, here's a little language lesson. I'm terrible at recognizing different Asian characters because as you guys all know, it's extremely difficult.
Yeah.
But one key trait which I think is a dead giveaway is a lot of repeating circles.
Mm. Okay.
Chinese and Japanese characters usually don't have circles like that.
Gotcha.
So if you see the circles, that's a good indication it could be Korean.
Interesting.
Or I'm totally wrong. And
no,
I'm
that's how I usually identify Korean too.
What's up next?
Plus I'm fluent in Korean.
Also, listeners, how's this going for you? All right, we slammed on the table and stopped the podcast. So anyway, we had a whole conversation, not a whole one, but a real quick one about, hey, we hope this is playing well for you listeners. We know we're just describing art. But Colin raised the excellent point that, of course, you guys took time to send these in, and we want to give them just dues. And I think we're being entertaining about
it. Yes, for sure.
And okay. It'll be on the blog. So just go to IGN PS3, and you'll find my blog somewhere.
I'm glad I do the glance down every few.
You're a good man.
You're a good close. Man and thorough.
Thank you.
Big Lebowski reference. Stephen Crane is next.
Let me see it.
I like this one a lot.
Okay, we're all Mega. It says Mega Beyond at the top, so we're all Mega Men characters.
So I guess I'm the Blue Bomber.
You're Mega Man.
Clements,
I'm Rush.
Clements would be Rush. I guess.
I'm Rush with my own
head. Which is a robot dog.
Rush
Coil.
On a dog body.
That's Rush Coil. And
Greg
I guess
Zero.
Greg is Zero.
Which means that I'm very attracted to you.
Good.
That's what it all
boils down
to.
Oh, yeah, this is the one that you thought was a girl.
That I thought was a girl.
There's undertones here.
I like them. I like those undertones.
Not as bad as that other undertones.
Now, next up is John Randolph. Now, I'm a little concerned about this picture.
Yeah, this is it's like an old movie poster. It's like when they used to do like the Star Wars posters and they do paintings of them.
Yes.
And that's what's happening in he's taking photos of a we're not laughing at your art, John. We're not. Yeah, we just see ourselves every day. What's funny is that Colin looks like the love child of Sloth and Screech. Sloth from the Goonies and Screech from Saved by the Bell.
So I think this has some of the best presentation. Like, it looks like a great, a great movie poster, as you said. But I think something just went wrong with Colin's face.
Yeah.
Like, you could say that.
I told him on the elevator, like, he looks mildly handicapped in this photograph. And it's not. And I don't mean to be rude. I've seen that photograph of Greg, and I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Although still a little, a little kooky.
Well, that's painting's hard to do.
Yeah, I think I look good, except I look kind of like I I'm about to kill someone. Like, I look really angry.
You got the dead eyes.
Yeah,
you look
I
like
have.
A Ryan Clements sex doll. Like, you're like, it's there. It's on par. It's just there's no soul in those eyes.
But I still really enjoy this. Art.
His nose is like bent the wrong way. His eyes aren't. It's like, oh crap! I got it. He's like doing this last night. He's like almost. Oh crap! It's tomorrow. Shit. paint as hard as he can.
All right, well, thank you, John.
Yeah. Thank you. We love it, John. We're not being dicks. Obviously, we have no talent.
Yes.
This is
about 4 million times better than I could ever do. So.
Now, next up is I've never seen this first name. Iandon?
Iandon?
Yeah. Iandon. I think it's – so I'm just going to call him Ian because it's easier.
Yeah.
Iandon. I don't know why there was a D-O-N after it. I always assumed the name was just Ian.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. Ian Jarzynski is next.
Okay.
And we have this here.
So this one I feel like is a great one for inside jokes
totally.
Among our podcast listeners.
We're having a party in a hotel room. I am reading Oprah Magazine. I don't get that joke.
Well, keep in mind, remember when we were talking last week, I said that I wanted to see art of me as a raccoon breaking into your apartment.
Right.
So this is basically – now, obviously, this looks like a hotel image, but I think this is supposed to be your apartment. I'm breaking into it because my face has been superimposed over Sly Cooper, the raccoon.
Yes, the raccoon.
With I Heart Zero is my thought bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
Colin is saying, "I only do everything" in his thought bubble, and he's holding a platinum trophy. Now, I don't know what character you are here, Colin.
That looks like the same picture of me holding the gun with my huge gut sticking out.
But okay. Well, what are your the legs?
I think
where
just
are
the pants.
You just add
yeah,
them.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it looks like, I'm about to go to Studio 54.
Okay.
There.
I'm reading Oprah Magazine with Patapon. I'm thinking about Patapon.
Right.
And then in the background, we got Kevin Butler.
I think there's a chimera back there, right?
Kyle the Chimera in the way back.
Yeah.
Sharktopus is flying. Yeah, who's on the TV?
It's Jason Ocampo.
Thank you. I thought that's what it was, but I wanted to look at it.
And Jason Ocampo is being quoted on the news as saying.
What's he saying?
Clements impressed with kittens.
Nice.
Which I believe was something he said one-offedly at some point. And then just a note, there are little sack people roaming the floor as well.
Yeah, some patapons over here.
Oh, nice.
I love how much stuff is going on in that Photoshop. So that's
real quick, Ryan.
Yes.
As you know, when you build pages on IG.com,
yes.
It autofills in the breaking news box, right?
Okay, right.
And if you're in a hurry, you can sometimes publish a page and the breaking news box will be up there. It'll be old news.
Right, old
I
news.
Did that twice today.
Uh-oh.
Once on PS3 and once on PSP because
okay.
I was in a hurry trying to get this All-Star
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the breaking news, of course, is like IGN for charity, so it was super old. So I want you to know that I went in there and republished it with the breaking news being Clements for Prez, and then the body being Ryan IGN or Ryan Clements is a cool dude, and then it links to your blog. So if I ever screw up again, I don't have to feel bad about it. You're my breaking news story.
Well, thank you. Although I haven't blogged in a long time, I don't even think I've used the new system yet.
Oh, you have, because there was stuff in there. I'm just linking to your page then. You're my IGN.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
All right, sorry, Colin. Final entry.
The last one from Tim Andrews. I'm a little concerned about the way I look in this one as well.
Okay.
Let's discuss.
Let's take it.
All right, this one is alternate universe beyond. This is alternate universe beyond. It's got another – we got the Earth behind us, so we're in a different – here's what's interesting about this one. It's alternate universe beyond.
Right.
So it's not our normal selves.
Right.
I am tearing off my shirt to reveal a Superman G.
Right.
So I'm a superhero in this alternate universe.
Yes. Colin is
in a suit with a briefcase, so he's a professional, yeah, of some kind.
Historian, I would say.
Clements has the same hair and is wearing a shirt that says "I love K-pop," which I'm pretty sure he'd wear in this universe.
Yes.
So no, in the multiverse,
yes.
Millions, infinite Earths, you are the same person
every time.
Nothing changes for you.
I never get any powers or anything.
Excellent, thank you, Tim.
So that's it. So shall we pick a winner?
Yes.
Okay. So
I'm obviously a big fan. In terms of the actual artistry of it all, I'm a big fan of the Beyond Effect. Who sent that in again?
Beyond Effect is from Michael Gulato.
All right, Michael, that's excellent. I like the astronauts, even though my head's
I like them
invisible.
All. They
yeah,
all.
Yeah,
they're
I like
all
them
going on our wall. They're
yes.
all going on
the Yeah, we're
going to
post them all
here.
Up.
All of you will be represented in the wall. Actually, you know what? So I'm going to say that my picks.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Why don't you tell me what your three picks are? I'm going to give you the stack.
All right.
And you just pick out three, and you let me know what they are.
Okay.
And then I'm going to write them down. Then we'll average it if there's differences.
I'm going to pick my three favorite.
Not in any order
right
yet.
No. Okay.
Clements
so...
has picked. Dead air, come on. What are you picking?
Okay, here we go. All
right.
So these are my three picks.
So he picked Samuel Howard. This is us at the Moriarty Memorial. Me tearing up my shirt. Clements just being a tourist.
Yep.
The graffiti one from Dylan, which is the first one we did. I got a lot of colors going on. And then, of course, Beyond Effect by Michael.
Okay.
Yes.
What are your choices, Greg?
These are my exact choices. I do enjoy the space. Hold on. All right. Yeah, I would sub out Dylan. Sorry, Dylan, and put in this one from Ian. The Beyond one where we're all spacemen and Colin's shooting a gun and Clements is hiding behind me deviously.
Okay. And I would actually switch out. I like the Beyond Graffiti one. I think just a little more than the Memorial one.
Okay,
gotcha. Which,
so I think that actually
we have four. We have
finals.
Four. We all come down to.
Okay. All
right.
So, what do you guys think is the winner?
Beyond Effect.
Beyond Effect.
Love them all. Thank you all for trying.
Yes,
that's my
this
pick.
This is all fantastic.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to go with that one as well.
All right.
Clearly, this guy had an edge because he's probably an art student or something. Because this is definitely a higher class of.
And you're right. It is Garrus. Moriarty's got the deal over his eye. That's Garrus.
Okay.
Yes.
So
adorable.
So that's Michael Gulato, right?
Yeah, Michael Gulato just won a bunch of games no one wants.
Congratulations, Michael.
Listeners, you only had to listen to us debate that for 20 minutes.
No, we weren't doing it the
whole
time.
I know, and they have fun. They come to the conversational podcast to hear us converse.
Yes.
That's what we did.
These are all good, though. They're all going to go up on the wall. We thank you for sending them in.
Of course.
Yes. Michael, email beyond@ign.com with your address, and we will send out the package to you.
Sounds good.
Thank you to everyone who participated. We'll do that again real soon.
Let's start the show. What is, forever will be, and will always in the universe be known as the Roper Report. Time for some news. Again, the Roper Report.
I tooted.
Generated by Colin Moriarty.
Yes.
This is the spin zone. Let's see what we got. Number one. Has Sony solved its hacked PS3 issue? It seems that Sony intends on taking the road much traveled by its rival, Microsoft. Any PS3 that accesses the PlayStation Network with homebrew applications running, or other hacks, runs the risk of being banned. This isn't a PSN user name ban either. Your system's ability to access the PSN will be permanently disabled, regardless of the username running it. Be owned! Thoughts, Clements? Your friend IMU? Oh, this is what they do.
No,
man.
No,
this is bullshit.
Grant did not. Hi, Grant. He did not have any angry IMs for me. I'm not sure if he saw this news or not. Once again, this is that kind of thing where I just don't really care because I'm.
Yeah, we're good guys.
I'm a total.
My only fear would be like if some. I guess it's impossible to put a homebrew thing on and not know it. Like, you know, Microsoft sometimes when kids in the office here who are the Xbox, when they get a Fable 3 early, or I shouldn't name games because it wasn't Fable 3, but then when they get an Xbox game early that's a big Xbox game, they have to get on a green list or a white list, right? Because they'll ban their account if they get seen playing that game or whatever.
Right.
And I haven't known anybody that happens, but that would be like my concern, right? It's like,
yeah.
But I guess that's completely different. That's a disc I put in to do it. This is, I'd have to go through and tinker with the robots. I don't know how you do
with
this.
I
don't know how you do
this. A gentleman, I tweeted about this yesterday. And a gentleman tweeted me back and was like, I'm running a Super Nintendo emulator, and I'm playing games that I own. So technically he's not doing anything illegal. That is legal.
That is legal.
But Sony's not going to – first of all, do you really own those games? And second of all, Sony's not going to differentiate between who is, like, doing – they have no time, and it's going to be all automated probably, so
– Stop.
So, even if you think you're being righteous or doing something that's technically illegal, I wouldn't sign into the PlayStation Network and do it anymore.
Here's a classic example that I'm going to lay down for you guys, okay? Are you ready for this? I'm going to drop some knowledge.
Here it comes. Beep, 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 beep. What's that? It's a truck. It's knowledge!
So is that a truck slowly backing up the knowledge
truck?
And
then the dump truck opens and it pours out
the
knowledge.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
It's in my eyes!
Here's what's going on, folks. Like in that example, someone is being righteous. Someone is doing something that is not illegal. Mm. But unfortunately, they have to now play by what they might consider unfair rules because of what someone else did. This is exactly what happens in middle school or high school when the one effing kid does something bad in the class. Like they don't do their homework, or they cheat, or they're acting up in class, and the whole class suffers because of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See what happens there?
Yeah.
So what's happening here is the whole PlayStation family has to suffer for a bunch of douchebags.
Oh,
well, even though their goal was righteous, in air quotes.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, it's a good analogy, but at the same time, the user agreement that you brush through when you sign on a PlayStation Network for the first time, I'm sure it says something about not running emulators.
Yeah.
So I think it's awesome. I can't wait to see how many people – I can't wait to see the bitching and moaning on the internet about people getting their systems banned. But
how is this even going to work, though? Because I thought, like, the hack allows people to sort of, like, kind of create an almost new identity for their system. You know what I mean?
I don't know. If they – I mean, I'm not technical.
Maybe,
but
like,
imagine if they sign in – and something unusual is running. It pings to some like Sony servers or whatever, and then
Jeff Rubenstein gets.
Yeah, Jeff Rubenstein gets, and then he jumps on his computer.
Honey, stop making the minis. Turn on the band machine.
They jump crank, into the. Crank, crank. I was expecting them to like jump into the Batmobile. It's like.
I'm sure it's sending signals of some sort, and then they'll just disable your PlayStation from being able to access online features, which is awesome.
We should go to home base, Crackdown headquarters, see how they do this.
Yeah.
Number two, is DC Universe on PS3 deceiving customers? DC Universe's key codes essentially lock versions of the game to the username being used, meaning that copies of DC Universe can't be swapped with friends or, worse yet, sold back to retailers for a modest sum.
Wait. Really?
Yes.
How's that even possible?
It's very interesting. I have no idea. I don't understand how you can make a disc. The only thing I can figure is discs have some kind of code on them. You put it in, it gets linked to your PSN. Because you can switch it between PSNs. Like, I've played at work and I've played at home with the same disc. Mm. But apparently, if I was to give you my disc and say, yeah, go home and buy the 3-month subscription or whatever and try it out, you'd put it in and it would say, no, you can't. This disc is linked to somebody else.
Oh, so basically, now that means Nick Colan, when he used the disc that you gave me first, now I can't use my disc anymore.
Yes.
That would be correct, yes.
Great. Well, I'll bring
but
that
he,
back to
he
you.
Used it on his PSN profile?
Probably.
Well, go. No, what you should do is try it out tonight.
All
right. Put it in and see what it says.
I'm gonna kill Nick Colan.
No, if it doesn't, we have the disc here that hasn't been used yet.
Yeah,
you can switch
it. Yeah, care.
You can just take that one. I mean, it's useless now anyway. I mean, because it's gonna be I might as well just give it away, you know, to like Clements or another editor because.
Oh right, yeah.
The library copy because it's totally useless.
Well, I guess that would work on mine too. Well, because that disc isn't linked to anybody. So if I put it in my system, what would happen?
I think once you sign in, I guess it's going to be linked to Game Over Greggy.
This is a good chance. We're going to do this today. We're going to take it. What we'll do is everybody put a pin in this story. We'll let you know what it says and what it does. We'll take it. We'll sign in on my system. Then we will sign in on Jack's because Jack plays and he has it too.
Okay.
So there you go.
What's putting a pin into this issue mean?
Oh, you know, you're tagging it to the board.
Tagging it to a board.
Yeah, and like it's something we don't know the answer to yet. We're not sure how this all works. Do it and come back.
Can I be honest? I envisioned one of the tomatoes that you put pins in when you're sewing. That's kind of what I envisioned.
Did you call them tomatoes?
Yeah, like a tomato.
Yeah,
it's usually
pin cushion. I know what
you
mean.
It's usually like it's shaped after a fruit of some sort or some sort of circular object.
Okay.
They should make a little Kirby one.
Yeah, a little Kirby. Yeah. Stick it.
Yeah.
That's $1 million idea right there.
It's like a
I guess you have to.
No, you're right. I wouldn't want to stick Kirby with a bunch of pins.
I would.
That would make me feel bad. Because Kirby is so cute.
He is.
Whatever.
He is adorable.
He is adorable. I will tell you that it. Never mind. It's an off topic story.
So the other day, I'm on the emails. I'm doing some work from home, right? And Charles is talking on this thread about some dungeon, whatever. I don't even know what game we're talking about anymore. But it was something. He popped up and he's like, okay, blah, blah, blah. And it was like with other people. So I then, for some reason, started giggling to myself and found a picture of a cartoon snake. And I put it into Photoshop. And I wrote, hi, Charles, and sent it to him. And he never responded. It was like 11:30 at night on just an email chain.
So what inspired the cartoon snake right there?
Charles is one of my favorite people to make laugh. When you can get Charles laughing, I just love it. I feel so happy.
It's true.
So I could just picture him looking at it and laughing at home, but then there was no response. It's been 2 days. He hasn't talked about it.
You should ask him about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanna find out about this cartoon snake.
Number three, PlayStation Plus keeps on getting better and better. 6 Sega Genesis games are coming to the PlayStation Network in the coming months. Each game will cost $4.99. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, however, you'll get all of them for free and up to a month early.
Yeah, so basically, like, every month, I think, through August, starting next month. So, like, Sonic will come out, then Sonic 2, then, like, Golden Axe 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
Towards the beginning of the month, PlayStation Plus users will get access to the game for free. And then a few weeks later, or up to a month later, it'll be available for everyone else for $5. Now, people have been complaining in the thread. I went back and read the
thread. Complaining on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, can you believe
really?
It? Really? They were complaining that, like, Sega Genesis Collection is $20 and it's got, like, a platinum and you get all the trophies in it.
Yeah.
I just want to make a few things clear. First of all, each of these games should have their own trophy roster. So, like, when you were playing Sega Genesis Collection, Sonic had one trophy.
Yeah.
Sonic 2 had one trophy or whatever it was. Some games didn't have any trophies. And the other thing is that it's still a great deal. Let's not detract from how great PlayStation Plus is becoming, because it's becoming awesome. And I platinum Sega Genesis Collection and the Mega Drive Collection, and I'm still interested in this. So let's just be real.
I'm looking forward to playing through, like, when I got Sonic Episode 1 or whatever off PSN, the new HD one. It was fun, but I was like, oh, they didn't keep the classic sprite, and, you know, blah, blah. I'm looking forward to going back and playing 16-bit Sonic for free, getting trophies all the way through. You know what I mean? Something to keep you motivated.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, dude.
Because I did – I played the Mega Drive – or not, whatever, the Ultimate Collection.
Yeah, yeah, the Genesis.
Reviewed it. But, I mean, I didn't play deep into those games.
Did you do – yeah, I didn't either. Once the trophy popped, I backed out. But did you
Double
borrow
– UK?
Yeah, yeah. Did you borrow a Sam Claiborne's copy?
I did borrow it, but then I never did it. It was during the Trophy Horror War, and it was late in the game, and I was so burned out. I was like, I just can't do this.
Yeah, I did it. It's so shameless that I have two Platinums basically for the same game. But it's I did play through them twice. So.
Does it do anything for your Sega Genesis games?
Meh.
Okay.
Yeah, I always like – for some reason, I've always had a passion for going back and playing the old games. Mm-hmm. But I just haven't had time. I've still have so much catching up to do with other recent games, let alone the classics.
Yeah. I hear you, dude.
So, you know, I'll spread it out.
Okay.
I think I'm going to jump into Killzone this weekend because I haven't played anything new, you know? Been obsessed with Plants vs. Zombies. But we'll visit that on Trophy Tips.
Okay. Oh. Number four, Bungie's next game, which is cross-platform, is rumored to be an MMO first-person shooter. It's been described by sources as WoW in space, and is currently codenamed Destiny.
Destiny.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
The space part is the turnoff for me.
Yeah, I mean, the MMO part is the turnoff for me.
So wait, you don't like the orcs and the ogres, and you don't like the spaces. So all you're saying is you like here and now, and you can't have any imagination.
It used to be a blanket.
No
I hate
imagination.
Space. It used to be a blanket. I hate space. And then Mass Effect 2, Dead Space, and then a million other games. And I was like, okay, I like space, fine. But like the way they describe it there, I don't want to be like Star Wars Galaxy, like shooting in space. I don't want to be flying TIE fighters and shooting things.
It seems like the common thread is that you like space games that have some sort of realism or a well-thought-out story or something like
yeah,
that. Because Dead Space 2 and Mass Effect, to me, share like a common trait with Battlestar Galactica, which is that it doesn't feel like it's in space. Like that's just the setting. It's not the defining aspect of those games.
Sure,
so.
Sure.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. Does this excite you? First-person shooter MMO.
Well, I'm intrigued by anything that Bungie does, so I would like to see it.
Okay.
I don't want to pay the monies every month. I'm kind of not really feeling monthly subscription fees right now.
Gotcha.
So we'll see.
You okay. And me both.
Yeah, bro.
Bruh?
Yeah.
High five.
Oh, well, I missed a little bit.
That's all right.
Number five, Sony Ericsson Xperia Play, also known as a PlayStation phone, is coming next month. The phone will be released in the U.S. in March and run on the Verizon service. Who the fuck cares?
Oh.
I watched exactly. That press conference. That press conference was embarrassing.
Yeah?
It was
I didn't watch
so,
it.
He's like,
it was in Barcelona, right?
Like, yeah. Boom. You got games. I'm like, oh, my God. What are you doing? Who are you people?
Was Christopher Walken getting the presentation?
I wish.
Boom. You got games.
Speaking of bad conferences.
Yeah.
Arvind. Wrote into Beyond at IGN.com.
That's one of my
are we
going to
talk
roommates.
About $599? Is that what he's going to mention?
Kind of.
Did Arvind send his last name there?
Probably. I usually don't keep him.
Because I roommated with a – that sounds dirty. One of my college hallmates, I should say, was named Arvind.
Okay.
Well, it's got to be him.
It's got to be.
He writes in and says Beyond. I was wondering, what do you think out of these four was the worst E3 press conference of all time?
Okay.
Sony, 2006, Giant Enemy Crab.
That was bad.
Giant Enemy Crab. Well, you summarize it.
What?
2006 was the one where they did the final. This one's a totally realistic game.
Oh, the final. It's just
based on actual battles from Japan.
Japan, here's a giant enemy crab. I forgot that that's how they prefaced it. That is why that's funny.
And it was also the one where they gave the price.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, that's bad, but that was also
$599.
Yeah, $599.
Ridge Racer. It's Ridge Racer.
And everyone was like,
Ridge Racer.
So that's a double whammy because I was thinking that Giant Enemy Crab was that same year.
It was. That
so conference
it goes worse. Okay. It was a disaster.
Activision 2007. This is the one hosted by Jamie Kennedy. If you remember this, it was just him trying to make jokes and no one laughing and just not good games.
Oh.
Nintendo 2008, Wii Music.
Oh, that one was his. Oh, that, yeah, so yeah. That was with Ravi Drums or whatever his name was.
Yeah, whatever.
That GIF is classic. That's one of the classics.
Yeah, and the final entry is Konami from this last one, 2010, 1 million twoops.
I don't remember.
I remember hearing Konami's was bad, but I was on the floor.
I was supposed to go there, and I didn't. Levi ended up going instead.
Yeah, I remember hearing it wasn't great, but I don't think it was nearly as catastrophic as these other ones were.
I think 2006
the Sony and the
them.
Well, the Sony and the Nintendo one are close because that entire Wii Music demonstration when they're all like playing their instruments, like they have the Wii remote up to their lips like a fucking flute.
Oh man, that was, what a disaster!
Oh, that's a lot of that stuff.
And the song that's playing, it sounds like a bunch of fucking preschool children trying to play the Legend of Zelda theme or Mario theme or whatever the fuck it was. They all sound the same to me.
Is that the same one where Cammy came out and talked about her vacation forever? And I went snowboarding and I broke my arm. And
yeah, and then it like shows her on the snowboard and like zooms in on her feet.
Yeah,
and
there's
just that those were the two bad ones. That was Nintendo.
And I
didn't realize Giant Enemy Crab based on real battles.
What's the YouTube? There's a YouTube montage you need to go see, and
that's all of them.
If you put in Sony 2006 E3 press conference, there's one that is just pointing out how terrible it all is. Where he's like, in real Japanese, Giant Enemy Crab, $599. Rich Racer. Like, it's just this compilation of all this terrible stuff.
I forgot that was the same year. That's got to take the cake. That was a disaster.
Pretty bad.
I think that was probably the worst Sony 2006, but Nintendo 2008 was awful. Like, it was just like watching it. But I think there was so much laughter at how bad Nintendo's was, whereas Sony's, you're like, what is going on?
I think Sony's is more exaggerated because everyone was so disappointed with the price.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I remember just reading and like getting home from class or something. I guess I was a senior or maybe a junior in college, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, right?
$600? Like it was like twice as much as I thought it was gonna be.
Totally. Yeah.
I thought it was a joke. I was like, that's insane. That was a dark day for
it
sure.
Was a dark day.
All right. Number six,
mm-hmm.
Are you one of the few people who listens to the show but doesn't have a PS3? Then there's good news for you. Killzone 3 drops February 22nd, and on that date you can buy a Killzone 3 PS3 bundle for $299.99. That's a great deal, considering standalone PS3 without a bundled game will run you the same amount. The PS3 is a standard slim model with a 160-gigabyte hard drive.
That is fantastic.
That's an awesome bro. I wish it was a Killzone unit, but it's basically just a slim with like a new box.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
And Killzone's in it.
And Killzone is in there.
Killzone.
The Killzone. And so if you want to go to the Killzone, you get this PlayStation 3.
Let's go to the Killzone.
Welcome to the Killzone.
Sick, bro.
Yeah, it's an awesome deal, and it was cool to see. I wrote that story on IGN, and I was reading the comments on that, and a lot of people were saying, "I'm gonna buy this. No, I don't have a PS3. This is great. I want to play Killzone." It's funny because I'm not like super into Killzone or whatever, but this is an alluring game to people that don't own a PS3. So
yeah, now I'm gonna be interested to see your impressions after this weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it this weekend, and I liked Killzone 2. It's just a little heavy for me. I know that they kind of fixed that a little, but it's not too appealing to me.
We should try next week to do Editor Beatdown again. Have some details on when we can.
Do we have more? How many copies of the game do we have?
We have those three.
Oh, the two that we got a long time ago?
Yeah.
Those work. Even those will work
they
on.
They should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just thought of a hot intro for Editor Beatdown.
Okay, good. Wait, save it. We don't have anything to do. Don't do it now. Save it.
Write it down.
Put a pin in it. Next Thursday, we'll do something for next weekend, so a week from Saturday.
Okay.
I have no idea. Those dates would be in the 20s.
Oh, my gosh. That's my birthday.
What? What are we doing for
what
your birthday?
What is this?
I didn't have any plans.
God, what is your problem?
Okay, we'll
turn 42 every day.
We'll make... you know, back in my day.
We're going to make some plans?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool.
I would love to do something.
Also, then, everybody, start sending your birthday cards to Clements.
Mm-hmm.
He can be found at IGN.com, care of Ryan Clements, 625 2nd Street, Floor 3, San Francisco, California, 94107. Number seven
wow.
on the list.
You know, we're actually going to get birthday cards now.
I know.
Every time I have to get something sent here, I have to take out my business card and look at the address.
Oh, no. Yeah, I demand people to send me things all the time.
You guys don't need to send me birthday cards. Some birthday emails are all I would like.
Nope.
And
he would also like a birthday pizza party every day next week. Everyone send pizza!
Not extreme pizza, though.
My birthday is on February 25th, though. Yes, of this month. What does that mean? Because I just said the 25th.
All right, now let's really test it. Anyway. Colin, when's your birthday?
October 14th.
Mine's April 27th. We never speak of our birthday dates again. See how, if we get good. Number seven, the PlayStation blog is running an interesting new contest. Nope, that's not. Nope.
No?
The PlayStation Network is running an interesting contest.
Yeah, but it was on the blog.
Sure, but they're not running it. Jeff Rubenstein has nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay.
He's making minis and shit.
All right.
Sorry.
Correction.
Is this too much? Is too much tension?
There's something else happened, which I actually can't talk about on the air. But I'll tell you guys
about
after
you?
The show.
No. Is it something? Video
it's funny.
Game
it's
related?
Funny.
Is
no, it's not even related? Video game related. Okay. Does Colin know?
I don't know.
You know what's up, right? Yeah.
I.
Is the girl who handed you the condom?
What? No. What?
Number seven. The PlayStation Network is running an interesting new contest where users get to determine the next batch of games that will receive discounts. Sony has compiled lists of the best PSN games released in 2010 and categorized them into four batches: PSN games, PSN exclusives, PSP games, and PlayStation Minis. Users can vote on which game is the best in each category, and the winner of each category will receive a 30% price cut. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, it'll be a 50% price cut.
Yes.
If you don't know how to vote, you can go to ps3.ign.com, and me and Colin have a piece up on how you should vote.
And you can get a space shooter for $1.
Yeah.
I just realized I never actually told that story on Beyond. Is that Beyond worthy, or should we save it for another day?
It goes flat after. It goes flaccid, some would say, when you get to the end. But like the beginning of it's dynamite. Go ahead.
Yeah, or maybe I should save it for a Knockin' Boots one day.
Oh yeah, when you come back to Knockin' Boots. All right,
we'll do that.
Okay. Put a pin in it.
Put a pin in that one too. Number eight, Bizarre Creations, the mind behind 007, Bloodstone, Blur, and Project Gotham Racing title, and the Geometry War games. All right. Has been closed. Aww. Activision purchased the studio in 2007, but has closed it down due to being unable to find a buyer.
Yeah, so I don't know why you'd buy it and then look for a buyer. But I guess because Blur and Bloodstone
didn't
do
well. Flip this house. Watch these cables. They tell you all about it.
Those shows really don't exist anymore, though. Because
these shows don't exist.
The flipping of the houses.
What?
Because, I mean, I'm sure that they're somewhere, but let's remember that those were, like, big in, like, 2005, 2006. And then what happened to the housing market?
Well, it crashed because of people flipping houses.
Because people were flipping houses. So, speculation, kids.
Number nine, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 came out this week, and its very first DLC pack has already been described. The first pack... I like that for some reason.
What?
It's been described. There will be characters.
There won't be characters, actually.
Oh, damn it. The first pack will include a slew of new costumes for existing characters and a new mode called Shadow Mode. New characters are coming later.
Shit.
Rounding out the Roper Report is a brand new story. Number 10, Portal has move controls. Portal 2 has move support.
Tweeted by Seabold.
Is that how we figured it out?
Well, I saw Rubenstein retweet it, and he had retweeted as Seabold.
I was trying to have a nice conversation with Colin, and Jim kept going, Greg.
Yeah.
That's all right. What do you want?
He's like, you. You want to go to McDonald's?
That was the end of the Roper Report, which means one thing. Colin, where can I go to find out what games are coming out this week?
You go to the official IGN list of upcoming PlayStation software on all three platforms by the IGN editors. I forgot to bring the list down. But I know the games. There's only two games.
Driving in my car and I want some games. Ran over a cat. Oh my God, I'm going to hell. Where do I go when I go to hell? I have to pray to a God that I like a lot. It doesn't matter who your deity is. Or if you're atheist and stuff, religion isn't something you talk about.
That's good.
You know, we haven't done one of those in a long time.
That's why people listen to the conversational podcast.
So I don't have the list, but I know there's only two games this week. Mm-hmm. Nothing on PSP, nothing on PS2.
Okay.
Hyper Dimension Neptunia came out this week. Yep. We should have a review of that soon. Yep, Jack's playing.
It's killing him because it's long.
Yeah,
not because it's bad, but.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3 came out, and we gave that an 8.5, I believe.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's
if
it.
I wanted to buy a digital game.
Oh, yeah, I got my list right here.
Download it to my brain.
Yes, you can do that.
You can
week.
Do that with the technologies. They're full of them.
So there's a few downloadable games. Acceleration of Suguri X Edition.
I saw that. I was like, I don't know
That's
what the hell
amazing.
That means.
I mean... I feel like the description for Acceleration of Suguri X Edition is not as good as some of the other descriptions I've read. I can read it.
Save another one.
There's also ATV Pure. Is that just that? That was a retail release.
Yeah, that's just a re-release, I think.
Okay.
Not digital.
Also, so Back to the Future, the game, Episode 1. What's happening with that? Because this is listed here. Free with Season Pass.
Yeah, so you can buy the Season Pass now, and then we got a reader mail about this anyway.
Yeah, we have a couple. It came from Saul Smith. Saul says, Greg, why is Back to the Future priced at $20 for a bundle that doesn't even exist right now? As far as I know, I'd be paying for episodes 1 through 5, but episodes 2 through 5 aren't even out yet. What if I don't like the first episode? Is this what happened with Sam and Max as well? Thanks. I don't know. You want to buy piecemeal episodes? No, they're giving you a break. They'd be way more expensive if you bought them.
Yeah, I think it would be $50, right?
I mean, it's $20. You're getting 5 episodes. They're basically 2 hours a piece. Maybe a little bit more depending on where you get stuck. Maybe less if you don't get stuck. I think that's a good deal. I mean, that's 10 hours of gameplay for $20. They're really good. They have awesome voice acting. Fun game. I reviewed it. I reviewed episode 1 yesterday. Gave it 8.0. Still gave an editor's choice. It's a step down from the PC version. Doesn't run as well. Has a couple frame rate dips and stuff like that. But still,
good.
If you're a Back to the Future fan, I would have no qualms telling you to pick it up.
Yeah, so okay. I imagine the season pass will work in such a way that if you buy it now, then you'll just have automatic
access
when those episodes come out.
When the next time, when episode 2, Get Tannen comes up, it'll be there for you.
Cool. It looks like Sam and Max episodes 2 through 5 are available now. See, I haven't really.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
Yeah, I haven't really.
That part's confusing.
I apologize because I haven't been following the.
No, I was equally confused because I had assumed that they were.
Did
already
they get a price drop or something? Maybe.
They're all just listed as $8.99, and it says PSN exclusive next to them.
Okay.
So don't
is know this like the next
there.
Batch of Sam and Max games?
I don't think so. Cause it's still Devil's Playhouse, right? Episode 1.
It doesn't actually say Devil's Playhouse in any of these.
Okay.
But no, wait. No, I reckon because like. The Alley of the Dolls in the City That Dares Not Sleep. Do those sound familiar? No.
Yeah, no. Vaguely. I have them on my system. I've only played one for maybe 10 minutes.
You got them for free off PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
Billy Mark has a question about that.
Okay.
I already have PlayStation Plus. I signed up 2 months ago and got all the Sam Maxes for free, and now stacking. Already worth my investment. I want Back to the Future. Is it dumb to wait a month or two to see if it goes free on sale? Is $20 for all episodes a limited time deal? Not limited. I bet that's the price, $25 for that full season. And I would say, I mean, you're waiting longer than a month or two. Sam and Max was completely out, and then they put it free.
Yeah, so you're going to have to wait for all those to come out.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe
that wouldn't happen until late next year, or this year. The timetable from Telltale puts them all out by midsummer. However, it took 2 months to get episode 1 to PS3.
Yeah.
And they just put out episode 2 for PC yesterday. So if there's a 2 month turnaround time every time, you're looking at fall by the time they're all out, and then maybe December, January, somewhere in there, they would do the PlayStation Plus deal. But I don't even. I think this is going to sell way better than Sam and Max.
Drop that $20 right now.
Agreed. Sorry, that's the short answer.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to say that you were wrong and giving a long explanation.
I'm a monster.
The PS1 classics for this week: Sayuki Journey West for $5.99 and Destrega for $5.99.
All in capital letters, right? For
Destrega.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rock, paper, scissors combat is here. Take down your rivals with long-range magical attacks and intense close-range fighting within strategic 3D environments. Download this PS1 classic today. It ends with that. I like that.
Speaking of PS1 classics, the one and only Bob Dylan wrote into Beyond an IG.
Oh my God, he's a legend.
Bob Dylan writes in and says Beyond.
Beyond.
Bob Dylan.
Just wondering if there has been any news on when Xenogears or Vagrant Historia are coming to the PSN, and which of those is the better one to play first, since I have a huge backlog of games.
Xenogears is the better game, I think, and there's no date on those.
Apologize every week in the PSN update.
Yeah, because I know everyone wants Xenogears. It's a fucking awesome game, you know. And
have they said in the past it's being worked on, or what's going on?
There's an ESRB rating for it, I think, or something like that. Or maybe not. Maybe Square just said that these games are coming, something like that. But we know it's coming.
It's in the works. Gotcha.
So maybe they're having localization problems or whatever, but I would go, they're both good games, but I would go, like, I know Mark Ryan really loves Vagrant Story, both of those games are really from Square's golden era. Yeah. So, I would play them both.
Their current era, because it's still gold, baby. Jurassic Park.
But I would play both. I remember Xenogears was like 4 discs though, wasn't it, or something outrageous?
That was ridiculous.
So it's going to be a long game. So
wasn't Final Fantasy VIII 4 discs?
Yeah, 7 was 3, 8 was 4, and 9 was 3, I think. Something of this nature. But anyway, yeah, that's a long game, so I would, even, no matter what, if you have a backlog, I'd put it at the end, because this game's going to take you probably, you know, 80 hours or something stupid like that.
Excellent, thank you, Colin.
Onward!
Look, let's go back to the PS1 classics. There is also Romance of the Three Kingdoms 4, Wall of Fire.
Mm-hmm. Can't get into those games. Too damn deep.
I think, doesn't Stephen Ng love those games?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Koei makes those games, right? He loves everything Koei does.
All right, downloadable games for the PSP. TNT Racers.
Yeah, it's $8, right?
Yeah.
I don't get that. It's $8, but it's not a mini. It's a PSP game.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's not interesting.
Well, if you want fun multi...
Is it one of the re-releases?
I don't know. I've never heard of that game. But
I've never heard of it either.
I mean, if you want fun multiplayer racing full of variety, combining fast as lightning race action with brand new features, then that's the game that you want to get.
Okay, fair enough.
Fast as lightning race action. So race action, really, I mean, sounds like we're talking about like a human race, you know?
Like the race of a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Not,
they didn't
not
say racing.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Also, Tactics Ogre Let Us Cling Together, which I actually love that name, and I hear that's a bitchin' game.
I've had a bunch of previews for it. It's really good. It looks really good. We gave it an 8.5 as well.
Yes, that was Patch from AU. Yep.
I'm excited about that. I'm gonna pick that game up and just play it on the train. Like,
good night, Patch.
Good day.
There you go.
Was that it?
Finally defensive at all. All
right. Soccer Bashi and Core Blaster. Our minis for this week.
Cool.
Thank you, Jeff Rubenstein.
$3.99 each.
Yep, they're missing the mark.
Yep.
All right. Pick of the week.
Here we go.
What are you supporting, Colin? It's probably got to be, I would say, Marvel vs. Capcom, right?
If you're Core a fighting game Blaster.
Fan. Yeah.
I like Back to the Future. If you are a Back to the Future fan and fighting isn't your thing, you want an adventure game, point and click.
I mean, I'm not a fighting fan, but I know how fine Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is.
Ooh,
yeah,
I played
fine.
It.
It's a fine.
I played it.
I like how you described it as fine. It's a fine game you got there. No, that wasn't funny at all. No. Really, Greg?
No.
Really? I'm
going to
make out with your face.
Okay. You got anything to say? You think Marvel?
Yeah, Marvel. I'm going to have to go. I played it once, and I was enjoying it then. I'm sure I'll enjoy the full version.
I enjoy doing dialogue and stuff. Remember when I was like, you speak Japanese,
speak dog. Japanese, dog. All
right. Now we get to the rotating segment. You said you have a trophy chip?
Oh, just the tip.
Just the tip.
Oh, it's even creepier when you start with O.
Oh, just the tip.
We haven't talked about Plants vs. Zombies, right?
No.
We
talked about it being a good game.
Yeah,
you
it's
and
an
I
awesome game.
Enjoy playing it.
Love it. The campaign's a little easy. I was talking to Damon about that. I only died once, which is a little disappointing. I wish it was a little more difficult. But you get a gold trophy for beating it, and then you get silvers and bronzes for doing other stuff in the game. It's really fun to explore, and it won't rain trophies, but it's a game you'll want to explore.
So. How long did it take you?
To get through the adventure mode or whatever? A while, probably like maybe 5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the Future... I played yesterday. I missed only two trophies, and there's a lot of silvers and a gold in there.
Okay.
And the ones I missed, if I had looked at it beforehand, I would have done it, but I was kind of just, let's just play, and I played and got them all without trying.
Nice.
So, except for two. So, let's
yeah, you're breaking away from me again, because I just haven't...
Because I'm a main.
I haven't been hunting probably since Sly Cooper.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I like how you call it hunting. Very nice. Mm.
You got anything you want to add here?
No, I'm good.
All right, then. Let's get right to reader mail. We made it here in record time. 50-some minutes. They're finally to the reader mail proper. Remember, if you want to be a part of IGN Podcast Beyond, write into beyond@IGN.com. Just like... there it is. Deontay wrote in.
Ooh.
He has some quickfire questions.
I'm ready.
Mr. No Taxation.
Mm.
If you had a spin-off Twitter account, would it be called Without Representation?
It's a little long.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Ryan.
Yes.
If you were selected to be a part of the first colony on the moon, knowing the dangers of living there, would you take up the offer?
No.
Okay. You're scared of getting sucked out in space?
Yeah, I actually have a fear of suffocation and stuff. So I feel like living in a place with no atmosphere would be dangerous for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I mean, do I get K-pop on the moon?
Of course.
Is it moon
pop? There's internet there.
I don't know how good is the internet.
Probably not good. Connection. Not going to be good, probably.
It's dial up.
Greg, if Pertilla could have superpowers, what would they be? First off, he has to be a little bit smarter. Like, I don't want him smart enough to talk to me and, like, you know, be another person.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah, exactly. That's
creepy. I have
creeping.
To pee everywhere.
Exactly, right? But if he could fly, that'd be all right. If I could tell him, you know, come, you know, meet me at work, and he flies to work, or, you know, he will fly home. Whatever. That I would enjoy.
I'm just picturing him leaping out your window.
Off the balcony.
Yeah. Also, Deontay writes, could you bring back the GDC diaries from episode 35? With new segments, Comic Corner and Ryan has something to say. I figured we could have a special episode. I enjoyed the bite-sized segments about what you did at GDC and Greg singing musical interludes.
I remember that. That was a long time ago
where I took a tape recorder and unbelievable. Just did my entire week at GDC. I did little bits. I always try to do that, and then something always happens. I'll try again this year. We're closer to the office than ever. Maybe it all works out.
You mean we're closer to the venue of GDC than ever?
True. I'm thinking when I'm on the GDC floor, I'm closer to the office.
Oh, gotcha,
yes,
gotcha, gotcha.
Office and GDC are very close together. That's
and you're, and you and you live in the city too, so it's nice and easy.
Exactly, and I'm going to be going to a lot of parties.
Oh,
screaming
man.
For pot stickers.
Hey, you guys want to be on Beyond?
Hey, what are you doing? Gio writes in. His subject line. I like Rico. Yes, I'm talking about Rico from Killzone. There is no sarcasm in that statement.
Whoa.
The reason I do is simple. He's unlikable in so many aspects on purpose. Unlike most unlikable characters, where it just seems they're out of place in a world that... they're out of place in a world like that, or badly written, Jar Jar. Rico, on the other hand, is a real human. He's got his faults. He makes mistakes, and he's doing it for what he thinks is the best. Anybody?
I can understand that point for sure. I still Rico do not sucks. Like him.
Yeah.
But with that said, it's true. It seems like he is intentionally made out to be the most volatile character in that game. Mm-hmm. Probably more than all the Hellgasts combined.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Matthew Ely writes in. He says, hey guys. He spells hey like I feed run. Hey guys. Quick question about Sony's new cloud saves. Right now they're free with Plus, right? No. No, they are not. That is a rumor, Matthew. That is not for real. I'm looking to add a second PS3 to the house, but I want to be able to pick up where I left off in one room or the next. Will this fit my needs? If this becomes a reality, yes, that would be exactly what you could use this for. Save in your room. Go to the living room, play. That's how that would work. But... not confirmed, just rumored.
That is nice to have save files exist in the ether of space.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've found that, sorry to bring up StarCraft again, but it's nice that I can install anywhere, like just download the game from wherever I am in the world, and then I can play it from there.
Mm.
Great. It's great.
That is a nice thing.
Yeah.
Jonathan writes in, and he wants to look back just a little bit.
Okay.
Beyond. What do you guys think was the most important thing that happened for PlayStation gaming last year? What do you got, Colin?
Price drop. No, that was 2 years ago. Yep. No, was it last year?
No, it was two years ago.
PlayStation Plus.
You think so?
I like.
Did the announcement of Mass Effect come last year, or was that this year?
Yeah, that was last year.
That was last year. The game came out this year.
Last year.
Yeah, that's a really hard one. I mean,
a lot of good things happened last year. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a good year, but we knew that good things were going to happen this year, and we learned about all that.
So basically, them, you know, talking about this year was what was good last year.
Yeah, this is the year of the PlayStation, and last year we learned about the year of the PlayStation, and now we're living it.
Gotcha. Okay. We're in it right now.
Yeah, this is as we speak, concurrent to this in podcast recording is the year of the PlayStation.
Joe wants to dial back the Way Machine even further.
Okay.
He says, "Hey guys, long time lurker, first time write in, devout listener. Of course, we know what a lurker is. Don't worry about it, Joe." Oh, I love how the show's evolved from the early days. I was listening back on the old Beyond episodes and noticed some of the early talk about the PS3 was lacking in software and PSN features. Can you guys share what you think the distinct feature or game that makes the PS3 the awesome console it is today than what it was 4 years ago? Mm. What has changed the most drastic in your opinion there, Colin? What's the biggest thing?
I mean, even since the beginning, PlayStation Network specifically has had exclusive games like Stardust is a really old game, for instance.
Yeah.
But I think that people have been overlooking the PlayStation Network as a place where good exclusives go. Mm-hmm. And to the point, obviously we talk about Shatter and stuff like that, but there are quite a few like great games. There's just a really robust catalog of games now on the PlayStation Network that I think people are really going to dig. I think that's naturally markedly different than when the system launched and there were only a finite amount of titles. Now there are really hundreds of titles and probably scores of really good games on there. Plus, trophies are there, which I think is huge. And, Ryan?
I was just going to say, you're speaking about the PlayStation Store. Let's not forget that one of the biggest improvements was that classic redesign of the PlayStation Store where it was no longer web-based.
How terrible that was when it first started.
Yeah, it was not web-based, but now it's sort of all built into
Right.
I guess, how would you describe that tech? It's not Flash, right? Or would it be? I don't really know how to describe it. But anyway, it's not web-based.
Before it was a web browser.
It's like a web browser.
You drug around the cursor with your stick. It was stupid.
Yes, very dumb.
Okay. I would say price drop, most important thing that's happened. That's what's changed it around because it got people – I mean, the overarching thing is right that the biggest thing that's happened in the 4 years to make it better is that more people bought the system. Mm-hmm. They bought the system so publishers had to stop being lazy and make cross-platform games good on the PS3 so they weren't the shit boxes they were in the original few years.
Hey, you guys want to buy the shit box?
Hey, I know you guys wanted some good ports, but we gave you crap. And there's nothing you could do about it because you bought a $6,000 system.
Yeah, I mean, you said price drop, too. I mean, there was three price drops, and I think it was the last one that was really the pivotal one.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the one that really pushed it into the sweet spot, right?
That just reminded me of an SNL sketch.
Oh, okay.
FYI, I hope we get another one. I'm not putting it past them to drop the price of the system again this year.
Also, we forgot PlayStation Move. Clearly the biggest thing to happen.
That changed gaming forever.
Oh.
Hey,
Greg
you're
and I are,
with
oh,
me.
Hair, all right.
Jeff writes in. On last week's episode, Greg expressed disgust at the title of the game Singularity, walks pounding the virtues of the title Dead Space. Ironically, a gravitational singularity is a different name for a black hole, an object so dense that nothing, not even light or radio waves, can escape from it. Thus, one could say that a singularity is an area of dead space. Made my geeky, nerdy brain laugh. Thought I'd share it with the Beyonders.
That's awesome.
He beyond you, I think, a little bit.
He didn't beyond me at all. Singularity is a dumb name for a game.
It's not a dumb name.
No one's marching down the aisles of the game store and sees Singularity. Well, that sounds really interesting.
I mean,
tell me about that game.
I don't understand. That's a... There's so many bad titles. Borderlands is a good name for a game.
No,
or...
it's not. That game needed a huge marketing push to get somebody to care about it.
I don't know.
Happened.
I also Portal. I don't know if Dead Space is such a good name.
It's got dead in it. That's what people want. And really? it had a hand on it. It had a good box art too. That was just a dismembered hand. Yeah. They did a lot right in marketing that game. Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Singularity did not.
But
do
your
anything
mom
right.
doesn't like.
They didn't mount market Singularity.
Yep. Because they don't market crap, Colin.
All right.
Have you even played Singularity?
No. Right.
Yeah, how do you know about the mechanics?
I previewed it.
Okay.
And I was
say,
like,
how do you know
this game is so dumb?
Why? Because you're in
man.
The
God, we got to get upstairs, and these stairs are root. Wait a second. I'll rewind them to when they were 1953 stairs. Now I'm going to march up them. Oh, bad guys are coming. I'll forward them to the... I'll forward them to present stairs.
I would like to say, Greg's impression of forwarding time is making a teapot gesture with his hand.
He's like,
what time?
If my previews are correct, I believe that's how you had to do it. I believe that's how you activated the powers.
It was different. It wasn't derivative.
Okay. That was a good little.
I need to throw a barrel at somebody. I'll rewind this barrel. I'll rewind this wall. Oh, I can't interact with this wall. See, that's the problem.
So you want to be able to rewind everything.
I'm saying if you're giving me a glove, yeah, that rewinds something that is a paradox that doesn't work at all. Yes, it needs to be completely unwielding so I can ruin my life. Point it at my friends, turn him back to a sperm. You know, like, a sperm and an egg just fall to the ground.
You can see them, obviously.
And a sperm's the size of your arm, it just slams down on the floor.
It's like flopping around.
The exercise of a basketball.
I'll tell you why. When I pen my script for Singularity 2 and this happens in it, it'll be because you're rewinding it so fast. The mass can't get down small enough to where it should be.
That's fair.
Yeah. Oh, that was pretty good. Good thinking on
this
your feet
is,
there,
this
buddy.
This is what I do. I'm ready whenever they want to write Singularity 2, Electric Boogaloo.
We need to rewind time until it was funky again.
How great would that be? Let me write that script for the downloadable game. It's a 2D side scroller, and when you use the powers, you go into T-Bot space. Oh, I gotta write this. I gotta make the Little Big Planet level.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Woo! Dear Beyond, this is from Aaron. I recently bought Peace Walker for my PSP Go, and I'm loving it. It's the first Metal Gear game I've really enjoyed, but I'm wondering whether or not the original game would compare. I might buy it as a PS1 classic and play it on my PSP, but would I be able to enjoy it after playing so much Peace Walker? Thanks, Aaron. I think you would. I think...
No, I'm saying the first Metal Gear is like a classic.
It's a fantastic game, yeah. And I think, I mean, definitely you're going to lose a lot of, you know, like the bells and whistles of Peace Walker and the visual quality dips and stuff, but it's still a great game, great story. I think Metal Gear is one of those games a lot of people should still think about playing.
Oh, for sure, yeah. If you've never played Metal Gear, and I don't mean the first Metal Gear like the one on MSX and NES and stuff. That's a great game too. But the first Metal Gear Solid is a great game. And the second one's awesome too. And I think Metal Gear, you're right, I think Metal Gear Solid is going to be one of those games that lasts forever. It doesn't really matter what it looks like. It's like such a deep, engaging game with awesome villains and just really clever pacing and... It's just
Revolver.
Dude, like those boss fights were like
awesome.
It's just like remember playing that game for the first time and those boss fights were like things we had never seen before. Even that first fight, you know, 13-year-old spoiler alert. When you fight Revolver, Ocelot, whatever, and the room is like covered with those like tripwires, and you have to like run around the square. Or obviously the famous thing with Psycho Mantis, where you have to unplug your controller and plug it into the second port. So like
that shit was brilliant.
And he was reading your memory card. And we've talked about that before. Like if you have Konami saved on your memory card, you'll be like, "You played Azor Dreams."
Gosh, you like good, do you? Gosh, you just spiked them.
Yeah, I do. I can. That's my cycle.
It's so good. Very, very good.
I'm like picturing him in the kitchen. Oh, this is such a nice feed.
Sorry.
Fajita.
Fajita, okay. All right.
What do you want on your sandwich?
urinal sandwich.
Hey, what do you want on your sandwich?
Do you have a hit of the week?
No, I don't. All but right. I saw that people want to bring it back.
Yeah, we have one here, but our last real question comes from Nate from Stanford.
Okay.
I'm starting up a recurring column for the Stanford Daily to talk about my thoughts on video games, game fans, and the state of the industry. Basically, whatever's on my mind. I've been a sports editor for a couple of years, but this is the first coverage we've ever really had about games, so it's kind of a big deal. Problem is, I need a name for the column. After hearing all the good ideas for Colin's new title, I figured I'd throw this over to the Beyond Universe. Any good ideas? Stanford, gaming, go. What do you got? Brainstorm. Put a minute on the clock. We're going to toss out a bunch of ideas.
We'll start in 10 seconds. How about
Nate?
That?
Yeah. Stamford.
Stamford, not Stanford?
Stanford Games.
In five
Stanford.
Seconds. Here
like
we
Stanford,
go, gentlemen.
Okay.
3, 2, go.
Stanford Games. Gaming Stanford.
The Stanford Pulse.
I like the Pulse.
Game over. Game on. Was the
game over Stanford.
Okay.
I like
games over Stanford.
Nate's game
games.
Room.
Nate's a gamer.
Gaming with Nate.
Gaming with Nate. I like that.
IPO noobs.
I don't know about that one.
What are they? They got the evergreen tree. What's their mascot?
Oh, the redwood? No, is that?
Is that their name?
No.
The redwood.
The redwood game.
Gaming with a redwood.
30 seconds.
Gaming without a net.
Gaming in the woods.
Disconnected from the gaming.
Game net.
Game.
Game.
I don't know. I have no idea.
The Stanford Daily. Game Loft.
That's a company.
I'm sure that Game Loft's going to come down to Stanford and start shit with this. Hey, motherfuckers. Didn't you know we're like, God, dude, we got our fucking name. You're giving us the free.
they're so upset they can't even talk. All right, well, that was a minute of.
We got you nothing, Nate. There was nothing there.
Is Game Loft the company that copies other people's games?
Yes.
So they're just copying their name. That's weird.
So, yeah, Nate, no good ideas there. We don't know anything about you, I guess, or what's going on. State of the industry? That's fine.
State of gaming?
State of gaming?
State of gaming or gaming nation.
Gaming nation, that's something.
Yeah. I like gaming
Podcast
nation.
Beyond, you could just call it
that. Yeah, it's not even a podcast.
Column Beyond, fine. Mm. Column Game.
Beyond Gaming.
All right. And Liam writes in. He signed it with love, so he's cute.
Oh.
He wants to be hit of the week, plus he has a free game to entice people.
Ooh.
Hey, Greg, Colin, Ryan, and whoever's on Beyond this week. Nobody. I have a Little Big Planet 2 DLC code for you, but I was just wondering if you could do me the favor and make me the PSN hit of the week. All my friends are Xbox, and I need someone to help me get to level 30 in DC Universe Online. My PSN name is Fruity Snacks. All one word. FRUITYSNAKS.
No C?
No C.
Okay.
And I would gladly accept anyone's request. Anyway, here's the code. BE4MLJNCCQ7E. So, there's your code for Little Big Planet 2 DLC. And Fruity Snacks is the PSN hit of the week.
PSN it confirmed. It's about time.
Yeah. He's taking that helicopter to get some ladies. Remember, if you want to be part of the show, be PSN hit of the week, send us anything fun. You can do it at beyond@ign.com. You can also follow us all on the social networks. Twitter's our main form nowadays. You can follow IGN at IGN. You can follow me at Game Over Greggy, all one word. You can follow Ryan at Pwam Cider.
Pwam Cider.
You can follow Mr. Colin Moriarty at No Taxation.
Mm-hmm.
There's Facebooks, but nobody – well, some people use them. Yeah. Don't use the Facebooks.
I have a bunch of outstanding friend requests that I'll get to eventually.
Yeah, you won't.
Yeah, maybe.
beyond@ign.com.
When you're talking about getting ladies in a helicopter, I just have this great image of, like, you fucking coming down in a helicopter. It's like
– me? Am I, like, hanging out the open door?
Like a teapot.
Like the blades are winding down. You're just in front of a club. You, like, lean out and you're like, hey, your girls want a drink. You just get back in the helicopter.
Cars are being blown over and I take back off. All right, that's it. Ryan, take me home.
All right. Oh, I didn't have my sheet ready. I'm sorry.
Oh, this has been Podcast Beyond episode 175.
That's it.
Take me home.
Ryan, all right. Comments.
Here we go. Here's an email from another Ryan. He says, Beyond, I've emailed in a few times with some other stuff and it never made it to the air, so hopefully the third time is the charm. Mm. It was, even though this is late. I'm currently managing my buddy's band and thought you might want to close the show with their single. I know for the most part you guys play nothing but K-pop and indie tracks. Not true, because I haven't played a K-pop song in about 4 million years.
Fuck off.
Oh, easy. Easy. Oh.
You know what?
Greg.
No, don't Greg. Play a song. Greg. Podcast over.
But with all that hate on the message boards, maybe the kids just need to release some built-up angst and rock out with something a little heavier for once. By the way, personal opinion, I didn't think this track was that heavy. I thought it was...
Oh, you manage a bunch of pussies. What do you think of that, Ryan?
Jeez.
This
isn't the plug that they wanted,
yeah,
Greg.
Everybody wants to listen to some kindergarten pop. You listen to Other Ryan's band.
I just meant that I expected to when I listened to this track, I was like, devil and lots of thing blood. But it was just normal. You know, it's like it was a rock and roll song. The band is called The Quitters Club, and if you like it, please head over to iTunes and buy the single. You won't see this one coming. But you will see this one coming, because that's what we're playing right now. Thank you very much, Ryan. Ryan's from Canada, and I'm assuming The Quitters Club is from Canada also. So we're going to play You Won't See This One Coming. Beyond.
Beyond.
Oh, what was that? Was that you?
Quitters Club sucks. I said it. I went there.
You didn't even hear the song.
I don't care.
I'm gonna shut you off.
This is like maple syrup that was just gone past its prime.
Yeah.
It's just old.
That's what the band is.
There's like
the band is maple syrup.
There's a bee caught in the maple syrup. And you're like, I can't trust this maple syrup.
And you don't want to eat the bee. That's what you're saying.
Of course not.
Okay.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.